This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Mandatory broadband nutrition labels for ISPs just rolled out. Twitch DJs will have to share some of what they earn. And the EA Play subscription service is getting more expensive. It's Thursday, April 11th, and this is Engadget News. You can now ensure that you're not going to be hit by hidden fees and taxes before you sign up with an internet service provider. As of yesterday, big ISPs with more than 100,000 subscribers will be required to display quote-unquote nutrition labels, both in-store and online, under a new FCC rule. Those labels have to show the company's plans, fees, and any additional costs, such as activation fees and upfront or rental fees for modems and other equipment. They also have to show whether a particular amount that's being advertised is an introductory or a discounted rate and how long you can enjoy that lower rate. Plus, the labels have to indicate each particular plan's download and upload speeds, as well as any early termination fee associated with it. ISPs cannot hide these labels behind multiple clicks or camouflage them with other elements that make them hard to see. They have to be accessible from your customer account portal, and ISPs should give you a copy if you ask. The FCC first floated the idea of nutrition labels for ISPs back in 2016, but it wasn't until 2022 that it formally introduced rules requiring them to be displayed at the company's points of sale. It resembles the nutrition labels for food and will theoretically and hopefully account for every dollar you pay for a wired or wireless plan. Back when the rule was announced, FCC Chairperson Jessica Rosenworcel explained that the agency chose to approve and implement it as part of its efforts to end the kind of unexpected fees and junk costs that can get buried in long and mind-numbingly confusing statements of terms and conditions. Based on the FCC's website, providers with less than 100,000 subscribers will be given a bit more time to comply and have until October 10th. And in case you come across any ISP that is not displaying any label, even when they should or is showing inaccurate information, you can file a complaint with the commission through its official portal. Twitch CEO Dan Clancy said that DJ streamers on the platform will have to share their revenue with music labels. As posted by Zach Busey on X, Clancy said that Twitch is working on a structure wherein DJs and the platform are going to have to share money with the labels. He said he's already talked to some DJs about it. You know, the DJs, of course, realize that they'd rather not share what they earn, but Clancy said that Twitch will pay part of what the labels are owed while the DJs hand over a portion of their revenue. Clancy's statement was part of his response to the host's question about the copyright situation of music streamers on the platform. The CEO replied that Twitch has been talking to music labels about it in hopes of finding a stable solution so that DJ streamers don't get hit with DMCA takedown requests. He also said that the website has a pretty good thing going with the labels right now, a thing that involves Twitch paying them money, apparently, but it's not a sustainable long-term solution. Plus, the labels are only okay with that deal at the moment because they know Twitch is working on another solution that will make them more money. Clancy also clarified that live streams and videos on demand have different sets of rules for playing copyrighted music, and the latter is definitely a problem. That's why he suggests that DJs should mute pre-recorded videos on their own, because Twitch's system doesn't always detect copyrighted songs to mute them. The CEO said Twitch is close to signing the deal with labels, but it's unclear how the Amazon subsidiary intends to monitor live music streams and if it already has the technology to do so. Electronic Arts just raised the price of its EA Play subscription service. The standard EA Play tier increased from $5 per month to $6 per month, while the annual fee rose to $40 from $30. These updated prices also impact premium EA Play Pro subscriptions, which allows access to the publisher's games as soon as they launch. And this tier now costs $17 per month, an increase from $15, and $120 each year, which is an increase from $100. EA confirmed the changes to Engadget via email and noted that the prices are increasing in every country the company does business in. According to a report by GamesIndustry.biz, the new cost structure was decided on to bring fees in line with market value. The price increase is live for new members, but pre-existing subscribers won't get dinged until May 10th. For the uninitiated, EA Play is a subscription service that gives players access to a select number of games from the company, along with additional incentives like discounts and DLC. It's similar to what's available on Xbox consoles, PlayStation, and PC. The service is in line with other game platform subscriptions. It's always a bummer, though, when these subscriptions go up in price, and EA is hardly alone here. Sony raised the price of PS Plus last year, and Microsoft did the same for Game Pass subscriptions. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Mariella Moon and Lawrence Bong and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.